Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
In a new bombshell overnight, the New York Times reporting some on special counsel Robert Mueller's team say his report was more damaging than Attorney General Bill Barr revealed in his four-page summary.
This is how the evidence against Mr. Trump was characterized in all of these reports, which, by the way, are all based on anonymous sources. How nervous are you that we're basing all of this on anonymous or people that don't want to go on the record? We're all flying a little blind here.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
Trump said Biden is a threat to himself.
I had permission to hug Lonnie. I mean, yeah.
Threat to himself.
By the way, he gave me permission to touch him. I...
Threat to himself.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
We've gotten so damn sophisticated. We've gotten so damn elitist, just like I hope you guys understand.
He's got a private jet, you know? Okay, bye-bye then.
Unchained and unstoppable.
All of us recognize that we have a long way to go to end the institutional racism which permeates almost every aspect of American society.
Just last year, the Republicans in North Carolina's 9th congressional district threw enough votes in the trash to rig an election. Massive voter suppression prevented Stacey Abrams from becoming the rightful governor of Georgia.
Who do you love? Howie Carr.
I'm proud to be a bartender. Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with working retail, folding clothes for other people to buy.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
For the record, there is something wrong with being a bartender. There is something wrong with folding clothes. There is something wrong with working retail. There's been an astonishing amount of pandering going on today by people that do not, if I may be blunt, have calluses on their hands.
I don't know. After setting up all those straw men, AOC might actually have some calluses or maybe a straw splinter. Holy cow.
You know, listening to AOC and to a lesser degree, creepy Joe Biden, I was taken back to Obama days. You know, he was the master of setting up straw men, you know, but I must say AOC did quite the job with it today, or yet last night, whenever she spoke, just talking about how, you know, she was proud to be a bartender. She couldn't, you know, if she'd been somewhat a different person, she might have gone the Loretta Lynn, you know, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. But instead, she went with the Hillary Clinton BS. You know, doesn't she claim to be a woman of color? I think she does. So what was with the rich Hillary Clinton suburban Chicago, Yale Law School, Wellesley College pandering, going with the black accent, dropping her G's? It was just, I mean, it was humorous. And Joe Biden, that's another, man. I don't even know where to begin with all these sound cuts. Why don't we start with
AOC doing her Hillary Clinton impression.
We'll do the black dialect thing, okay?
What? I'm proud to be a bartender. Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with working.
Who said there was anything wrong with being a bartender? Why don't you Google Republicans attack bartenders? You think John Boehner ever attacked a bartender? I don't think so. Not unless he was late refilling his drink or emptying his ashtray in the day.
I mean, I think love of bartenders is one thing that brings together Washington in a spirit of bipartisanship, right?
I mean, not even Obama set up as obvious a straw man as that. Go ahead.
I mean, even Mitt Romney doesn't hate bartenders.
No. No, I mean, you know, I remember when we used to bring him food, and he was always so happy to get from McDonald's, and one time we forgot and we brought him a Coke. You know, because I don't think they're supposed to drink caffeine, so Mormons. So it's not like he said, oh, this is disgusting. Oh, someone, you know, bring in the hazmat unit to take away the Coke. He just just pushes it away. No, nobody's down on anybody else here, AOC. Go ahead.
I'm proud to be a bartender. Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with working retail, folding clothes for other people to buy. There is nothing wrong with preparing the food that your neighbors will eat. There is no-
Whoever said there was? Whoever said there was? And Joe Biden today said that he always thanks the, I don't know if we, we'll play that one later, but just this is a good time to at least mention it. Joe Biden mentions that whenever he stands up from the table, he thanks the waiter. You know what? That's because he's middle class Joe.
Hey, not all heroes wear capes, Howie. You've never thanked a waiter or a waitress in your life.
Go ahead.
Neighbors will eat. There is nothing wrong with driving the buses that take your family to work.
Again, show me, you know, Donald Trump goes to rallies and he attacks bus drivers.
We've had
right?
enough of this war on bus drivers that you Republicans are launching.
Yeah, when will this end, the war on bus drivers?
The only thing we have a war on is cab drivers, but that's like very much deserved.
There is nothing wrong with being a working person in the United States of America.
That's not the problem. The problem is being a non-working, non-citizen in the United States of America, and or being a non-working citizen. Nobody is complaining about anybody who works for a living. It's people who don't work.
And there is everything dignified about it.
Yeah. Joe the bartender says, what the hell is she talking about? Politicians love us. AOC belongs behind bars, and not the good kind either. Okay. Why is, you know, this is a good question from a texter, 808. Why is blackface bad, but speaking in black dialect is okay? That is, exactly. And again, too. This is a woman who's now claiming to be a woman of color.
Should we call it black tongue?
So what if a black woman went to a Hispanic rally, a black Democrat politician, and started speaking in with a Hispanic accent, a Spanish accent? Would that be okay? Go ahead. That's it. Okay. So let's play then some of the. Let's have Biden railing against the elitism. Cut number 7.
There is no possibility any of those guys and women making millions of bucks doing good work wherever they're doing and doing very well, they could not function without the work you do. Literally, it's impossible to make the country function without what you do. And don't you forget it. Don't you forget what you do. We've gotten so damn sophisticated. We've gotten so damn elitist. Just like I hope you guys understand. When that storm comes and the storm sewer's overflowing and some poor sucker's out there cleaning it, you owe him or her a thanks. They make life work for us.
Wait a second. Wait a second. He was just saying that the elitists look down on these union guys that he's talking to. And then he says, you better thank the guy that's cleaning out the sewer. Like they're elitists. Which is it, Joe? I want to hear that, Joe. Here's the one that, this one really cracks me up, though. He's thanking the waiter. He thanks the waiter. Cut number 23.
You guys are like me. I never walk away from a table without thanking the waiter. That's how I was raised.
Brings me back to the early 70s, after the Beatles broke up. And John Lennon started singing a song. This song's going out for AOC and for creepy Joe Biden. Cut to it.
A working class hero is something to be.
A working class hero is something to be. I don't mind tending bar if me royalty check don't come in. Imagine there are no possessions.
We always used to sing that song, Imagine No Possessions. It would be pretending we were behind the wheel of his Rolls Royce.
Imagine no possessions. It's easy if you do.
844-500-4242. Can't we have an AOC free day?
Boo, no, boo.
Believe me, I was into that too. I didn't want to have her on yesterday either, but the stuff was so crazy, you know, with her lecturing everybody about the grandkids and the and Al Gore's internet while she was had her mouth full. And then today she comes out and she sets up all these straw men.
Look, AOC is proof that God loves talk radio.
Yeah. No, I know. 207 says, Joe Biden thanks the waiters, gropes the waitresses.
No, he says he does it to guys and girls alike.
Yeah, there's so much stuff here. I didn't even play the stuff that you may have already heard. Everybody's playing it where he's talking about how he has permission to. Well, let's play one more kid. This is another really weird thing that he said. He brings this kid up on the stage, and then or several kids up on the stage with him at this union thing, and then he starts talking about it. Cut six.
I'm sorry to take so long, guys, but everybody knows I like kids better than people. But look.
I bet you didn't know kids weren't people. There's a difference in Joe Biden's world. There's kids and there's people.
So in the aftermath of a groping scandal, Biden is up on stage touching kids.
and saying he likes kids. Okay. All right. 844-500-4242. What do you think of the working class heroes or something to be?
I'd also like to know, who are the next straw men that they're going to be campaigning against, right?
Man, I'm going to let the anti-bus driver defamation league know that what's been going on and the Republicans pouncing and seizing and weaponizing on this anti-bus driver, anti-retail clerk, anti-bartender rhetoric. So it's just poisonous and it's hate-filled and it's got to end.
But the thing is, AOC says there's nothing wrong with being a waiter, a waitress, or a bus driver or working class, unless, of course, you're in the fossil fuel industry. She does think it's morally repugnant to drill for oil.
Right. But they want to put all the coal miners out of business. So she can't. Yeah, so that's right. AOC can't claim to be a coal miner's daughter like Loretta Lynn. 617 says Joe always leaves a tip, the tip of his tongue. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. Check out Howie's trending stories at HowieCarshow.com. Brought to you by Orion Metals. That's HowieCarshow.com.
The fact of the matter is, I made it clear that if I made anyone feel comfortable, I feel badly about that. That was never my intention. Ever. Ever. Ever.
But there's someone who wanted to go directly, I am sorry. Are you sorry for the way that you made
me? I'm sorry I didn't understand you. I'm not sorry for any of my intentions. I'm not sorry for anything that I have ever done. I've never been disrespectful.
I'm reminded of another old country song. Don't tell me you're sorry. I know how sorry you are.
I love that, though. He says, I'm not sorry for anything I've ever done. Nothing, Joe? Nothing?
How about the plagiarism?
Right? There's nothing in your life you're sorry for.
How about voting against the Alaska pipeline? Was that a mistake, do you think, back in 1973? Good Lord. He tries to put on this working class persona, and it's just so phony.
Well, according to him, people call him middle class Joe. That's not something he made up himself.
So he starts talking. We don't have the cut yet, but we'll get it in a moment. But he's talking about the pensions, and he said, you know, you guys have been busting your necks. I don't know what the proper colloquialism is in the Welsh coal mines that he came from or claimed that he came from when he was stealing Neil Kinnock, the British Labour Party's speech back 30 years ago. But I believe the phrase in Wilmington or Scranton is busting your hump, not busting your neck. He's been living in this cocoon for 45 years. he's, you know, he, I'll bet he and Hillary Clinton have as much experience, have put about as many miles on their cars driving personally. He doesn't drive. When was the last time Joe Biden drove a car? All right. When you have a good security system like SimpliSafe, things just feel different. They have some of the fastest response times in the industry. Plus, there are no contracts and no hidden fees. Get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee at SimpliSafeHowie.com. That's SimpliSafeHowie.com. Steve, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Florida authorities release the alleged Bob Kraft sex tape to the Boston Globe?
No, the Globe wants to get that so bad. I guarantee if George Soros, if they had a tape of George Soros, they wouldn't care about releasing it.
Not at all. How is it any different?
Privacy rights. You know, he's a first time offender and he's very old and it's only a misdemeanor and he's only going to get probation. Why are you trying to get this embarrassing video of this wonderful philanthropist? That's what they would say.
How is this any different from revenge porn? Like a bunch of states are passing laws making it a felony to attack somebody with a video of them naked or engaged in a sex act.
I'm not defending what he did. You understand that. I'm just saying if he wasn't a friend of Donald J. Trump, he would not be having to fight these left-wing media outfits that want to get the video and embarrass him.
But isn't there also an element of, you know, John Henry here? Wishing that he could be the beloved folk hero of New England sports fans.
Yeah, John, you know, for 100 years, the Red Sox were the number one team in New England. They're owned by John Henry. They are now a distant second. And with every loss that they tack up here on this West Coast swing, they fall further into the also-ran category.
Right now, 87% say no. Don't give the Boston Globe their revenge porn.
Yeah. And again, this doesn't mean you're endorsing what Bob Kraft did. It's just, you know, they're trying to put their thumb in his eye because he's been more successful than they have over the last 15, 20 years.
Don't you think that the Boston Globe would be a little careful with this one considering their past history publishing porn?
Yes, under the leadership of Marty Baron. Who now leads
the legendary editor?
Yes.
I'm told legendary. Yeah, Marty Baron.
Yeah, he's legendary, like the fencing coach at Harvard or the water polo coach at USC. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
Happy Friday. Two quick things. One, the hypocrisy. Not that it's a surprise, but do you remember when during the campaign they asked Trump, are you going to accept the findings of the FBI?
Are you going to accept the results of the election? That's the one. That's the more. I think that's the bigger thing, right?
They were asking about the investigation with Hillary.
Yeah,
and they said when Comey comes out with the findings, are you going to believe it? Or you know what I mean? And then we said, well, you know, I'll have to see and this and that. And they were just, are you saying the report isn't going to be
right?
And now that this one came out, that we got to see the whole thing. We don't believe it.
I know. And he couldn't unredact or declassify the warrant applications where they just used Hillary Clinton's dossier against Carter Page and Michael Flynn and all the other Trump people, because that would endanger sources and methods, and it might endanger U.S. Assets, the CIA assets. That they like to use that spy novel terminology. But now everything has to be released, even though they've said the Justice Department said yesterday there's grand jury testimony on practically every one of those 400 pages. You can't release it under law.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Haven't you always wanted to be a VIP? Right now at HowieCarrShow.com, you can book a very important person VIP experience and be part of the live studio audience at the Howie Carr Show. You'll meet me, Steve, and Grace, get some memorable pictures, autographed books, and share a legendary spread from the Kowloon.
Or pizza if it's not on a Kowloon day.
Yeah, Kowloon is...
Truth in advertising.
Kowloon is Tuesday.
We have excellent pizza, though.
Yeah, the pizza's on Thursday. Space is limited and tickets have been selling fast, so you'll want to book your VIP experience soon. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click the VIP banner to schedule your visit. See you soon. We're getting people come back two and three, four times, even four times.
We had people. We had somebody travel yesterday from New York. We've had people from Montana,
California. Yeah. So if you if you listen online or you watch us on Newsmax or on Facebook or Twitter, wherever, and you're out of the region and you're coming here for a graduation or to buy the Harvard coach's house so you can get your kid into the school,
trying to pass a bribe in the Boston area.
Right, you're going into a hotel room to set up the $400,000 payment to the Yale soccer coach. Whatever you're in town for, you know. Used to be people would come in, to arrange organized crime hits or sell coke. Now they're selling tickets into the Ivy League. That's the new racket, big time here in Massachusetts.
You think there's going to be someone pretty soon standing outside the gates at Harvard, be like, yo, I got first class admission. I got admission tickets right here, real cheap.
Yo. All right. Let's see here. Here's another one I want to play before we go back to the phone lines. Now, remember, Joe Biden was vice president for eight of the last 10 years. But now he's in this pander mode in front of these union guys. He's trying to make them think that they're not appreciated. Nobody loves them. They're disrespected. His sophisticated friends, as he puts it, they put down, but Lunch Bucket Joe stands up for him. What could be showing more respect to tradesmen or anybody who works for a living, whether you're a bus driver or a retail worker or even a bartender, than to have a job? How many new jobs have we had in the last two years? There's more people working now than ever before.
Well, you saw what Trump tweeted right after Biden got done talking to the IBEW.
What did he say?
Lots of new electricians have jobs thanks to me. I know who they'll be voting for. Something along that line.
And did you see, too, one poll today says his favorability rating among Hispanics is now close to 50%. That's really bad news for the Dems if that poll is accurate.
Going to need some service animals, Howie.
But anyway, here is Joe Biden talking about how terrible it's been in the United States all the years he was vice president. Cut 25.
When that storm comes and a storm sewer is overflowing and some poor sucker's out there cleaning it, you owe him or her a thanks. They make life work for us. And I hate the way things have changed over the last 15 to 20 years.
You know, we had a president in this country. He didn't even know how to handle a shovel. I think most people named Rockefeller know how to handle a shovel. And you know, another thing, we had a president who threw a baseball like a girl. So, 603 says, Joe Biden's a union guy. He's shop steward for the United Brotherhood of Gropers International.
What exactly are there union demands of the International Brotherhood of Gropers?
You know, what union was he ever in? Can someone tell me? I was in a union. I'm vested in a union pension plan. What union was Joe Biden in? Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Howie, remember 2008 after we lost, McCain got rolled, and we had 4 years to figure out who's going to lead our party.
Yes.
And we couldn't figure it out, and then we rolled out Romney, and he got killed. This is what they're doing. They're basically eating each other, and they're trying to identify with all the different intersectionality groups. And then in a year and a half, all this time is going to go by, and they're going to pander for a year and a half, and they're not going to have picked somebody. And they're just going to get rolled by Trump. And I can't believe they don't see this coming.
Well, you know, they keep saying that Joe Biden is the guy who can, he can bring back the working class, the people in the upper Midwest, all the states they lost. I mean, he obviously doesn't have a clue what he's doing. I mean, he's as out of touch with people who work for a living as Barack Obama was, or as he calls him, Barack America. You know, I mean, this speech, you really ought to listen to this whole speech. I mean, just how ridiculous he sounds. It's not just, tonight they'll be concentrating on him talking about, groping the women and trying to apologize or not apologize. But the absolute, lack of connection to real working people. You know, it's like he's making a speech, you know, in the 1930s to a Depression audience. He's like Huey Long or something with Share the Wealth. He's lost. Go ahead.
So good under Obama, and that was, what, 3 years ago? Has it really gone to hell in 2 years that Trump's taken over? Like, can they really win on that message?
No, because Trump realized that when he said the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, could thank me for a lot of these jobs they've got. Just more people working now than ever before. Target, I think it was Target, just raised the wages across the board nationwide, whatever state you're in. The minimum wage at Target now is $13 an hour because they want to keep workers. They don't have enough workers. That's how good the job market is.
Hold on a second. You said Target just raised wages?
Yes.
Well, because the New York Times told me yesterday that the only way to satisfy a tight labor market is to bring in more immigrants. You can't just go raising wages.
Well, they're trying to get people off the couch. They, for the first time in history since they put in SSI, you know, or disability insurance, people are actually leaving, giving up their disability checks. Not a lot, but a few are, because the job market is so good and they can make so much money. Yeah. 508 says, who the hell is knocking retail job? My wife works retail sales and brings in upwards of $75,000 a year. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what year he thinks he's in. He's not in the present though. He's just not, he's not giving a speech like anybody should be given in 2019. Not that AOC is either, or Elizabeth Warren, you know, sucking up to Al Sharpton in New York.
Are you starting to doubt that Joe Biden has the highest IQ in the room?
I've never been laboring under that misapprehension that he did. I'm just beginning to think maybe it's even lower than I anticipated it was. Thanks for the call, Matt. Lou, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, I think if you put all the Democratic candidates and AOC in a room, there you wouldn't have as much intellect in the room ever, except when Mortimer Snerd ate alone. I think it's just. That is nothing there. It's like there's nothing. You know, I mean, before I get to my thing, your intro at the beginning, I think you've got a new enterprise, because I was listening to that and I lost my entire appetite and I started feeling nauseous. I think you got to get in weight loss. You play Elizabeth Warren and Biden and AOC and Hillary, your appetite just goes.
Yeah.
This is weight loss bonanza waiting to happen.
Well, you know, I mean, this was a good day for those kinds of sound cuts, because they're, you know, some of them are making the pilgrimage to Al Sharpton's event, and then the Biden at the Union Hall, and then AOC. I guess AOC was there at the Sharpton event as well. Yeah.
Can I say something? There's nothing funnier than when the Democrats talk down to people. I remember when Obama used to talk about the folks. Now, you folks. Yeah, like, right. He's one of the folks, all right. The other day, it was in the New York Post about how AOC is ignoring her constituents.
Right.
They
I saw
wonder
that.
Where she is these days, you know, because she's living the high life these days.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, these people always will and still do think we're deplorables. The working people are deplorables. It came out in the last election, and this phony attempt to try to like be one of the people is not going to make it any better.
Thanks for the call, Lou. That's a good point. You know, there was a story I didn't mention it that was in last weekend in the New York Post, and these people that you know, in her district, they were saying, well, you know, we didn't see Crowley very often. You know, the guy she beat had been in there for 20-30 years. He was in the high up in the leadership on the Democratic side in the House. They said, but if you ever called his office, you ever had a problem with a social security check or needed to get into public housing, there was somebody back like that. And now they can't get any. I know she's still setting up her office, but that's the first thing you should do, is set up a constituent services, you know, because that way, especially your first term, you don't want to get primaried. But she doesn't care. She doesn't care. She's just doing this Instagram stuff and going around and talking in black dialect.
I've heard that Ayanna Pressley also hasn't set up a constituent services office.
I've heard that as well. But we've never been able to nail that down. But supposedly she's got an office way out on Dot Ave, and there's no, you know, everybody's got their own cell phones, but there's no landline. And that's what we've heard. 844-500-4242. Are you prepared for the next economic crisis? With trade wars, Brexit, and the volatile stock market, the next economic downturn could be right around the corner. If you're only invested in stocks, bonds, and banking instruments, then the answer is no. But you can protect your wealth from economic uncertainty by diversifying into precious metals. I'm talking about tangible gold and silver. For centuries, gold and silver have served as a hedge against falling currency values and unpredictable market swings. And my friends at Orion Metal Exchange can help you invest in precious metals today. Whether you're looking to add gold and silver to your IRA or you want coins you can hold in your hand, you can trust the experts at Orion Metal Exchange. To get a free, no-obligation report from Orion, text FREEKIT to 484848. Text FREEKIT, that's all one word, to 484848. The report is free, and an Orion expert will help you start protecting your wealth with an investment in precious metals. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. To get the free report, text FREEKIT to 484848. Again, text FREEKIT to 484848.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him Late for Dinner. It's Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
I see people who will build a 21st century electric grid that will not only power this nation's economy, but protect this nation from foreign adversaries and the way they use cyberspace and the rest to go after us. I see people who have busted their necks their whole lives.
I got a pain in my neck. I've been working so hard. I've been busting my hump. No, busting my neck. Diddle Class Joe. All right. Every Friday at this time, we take a look back at some interesting market news from the week. We call it the Weekly Market Wrap. I'd like to welcome in the studio with me Joe Ruffino. He's the Director of Research and the Portfolio Manager at Goodman Advisory Group. So, Joe, let's talk about the big news, I guess, this week is Jeff Bezos,
yeah.
Divorce settlement.
They figured that out pretty quick, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
I think they've learned now that the best way to do this is very privately and very quickly.
He offered to give her the Washington Post, and that brought her to her knees. She settled up very quickly after that.
Yeah, exactly. No, so she let him have the Washington Post, as you point out, and Blue Origin, his rocket company. And importantly, the biggest thing was basically all the voting control for the stock. So she got some of it. She's definitely one of the richest women.
Right. I mean, he's a lot bigger than Wynn Resorts. But I mean, you know, you didn't want a situation like, I mean, no, neither of them wanted that right. situation where, you know, where you have this situation that's unfolding in Boston with the Wynn casinos.
Sure, sure.
Steve Wynn and his wife, what's her name, Elaine. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been battling and fighting and
it's,
leaking.
It's public and, you know, you don't want, he's got more important things to do. You know, I think he's a lot busier than Steve Wynn is too, probably.
Yeah. Well, Steve Wynn's out now.
So. Yeah, right. Yeah, so no, that's too bad for Steve. But so in particular with the whole Bezos thing, what's not public is whether she took him to the cleaners with everything else, right? So they have all these assets.
They have all these
houses and cars and
well,
you name
he,
it.
He was, there were reports that he and his girlfriend were looking in Beverly Hills, Bel Air, places like that down in L.A. Mm-hmm. for you know, like a $70 million home, which there's a choice in those neighborhoods.
Yeah. No question. You know what? They can still afford it. Whether she took all the property and all, you know, I can imagine him trying to rent
Plus,
a one bedroom.
They're from Seattle, right? So, I mean, you know, there are all these stories now. Seattle is kind of, you know, it's San Francisco on steroids when it comes to homelessness and bums and just general lawlessness in the streets.
Sure.
So
yeah.
Maybe he wants to get out. Maybe it's just as well.
There you go. He wants to move on with his life, get out of Seattle.
The other thing is that happened this week with Jeff Bezos is as an Amazon Prime customer, I started getting all these emails from Whole Foods. They, mm-hmm. they told me they're cutting the price. They're cutting the price of 6 ounces of raspberries to $2.99. So it's the same price as Market Basket.
Right.
Now, but everything else I buy is still going to be a lot cheaper at Market Basket than Whole Foods.
Yeah, there's no question. Whole Foods is not going to turn into Market Basket.
No.
It never will. No. I mean, we were talking before, and I think that the advantage is they've got the delivery service, which is great if you can use it. But yeah, there's no question. You're going to pay up for that.
Yeah.
No question.
So was another. It was, so there's no. There's not going to be a shutdown on the border. I guess Trump was talked out of it by the Republican senators and congressmen down there. They said it was going to be an economic disaster. But wasn't it funny that the media tried to make it out that the big disaster was not going to be, you know, not having any auto parts coming in for the factories in Michigan and Ohio. It was going to be the fact that there weren't going to be any avocados. That was what they portrayed for the last 72 hours. It was like there was an impending crisis.
There's more that comes through the borders than avocados. And we grow our own in California too, but yeah.
Right, and Florida.
And they were saying, what, guacamole was a dollar more expensive immediately at restaurants. They were ready to raise the price.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess it comes in from Peru, the Dominican Republic, too. I mean, it wasn't going to be a real much of a problem, but
no.
they just decided to portray it as one. But he's given Mexico a year, and he basically blinked. And so he's doing a round table at down in California on the border, but no, nothing, you know, I just noticed that the network's cut away from it after about 2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question if anytime you do something like that, close the border, it's going to be disruptive. But it's like everything else, right? So the politicians, mm-hmm. that's their job, is to play it up in order to work their angle, right?
Yeah. But the market did pretty well this week, so apparently mm-hmm. they didn't take it too seriously anyway.
Yeah, we're actually almost back. We've almost recovered from everything we had lost since last September.
So,
a little ways to go, but yeah, less than 1% at this point, if you count dividends and all that.
Yeah. So you've got Goodman Advisory Group has a new report, and this is called Estate Planning Nightmares, and this is, you know, planning for your untimely passing or your right. timely passing. And why is estate planning important,
Joe? Yeah, so yeah, that's a great question. So last time we were talking about taxes, now we're talking the other inevitable thing, which is death. And I can tell you that having an estate plan is super important, because if you don't have a plan, the state is going to make one for you. And we all know how good the state is at making plans. So basically, if you don't have something in place, and there are so many landmines in this process, then your estate is going to end up going through probate. It's going to take a long time. It's going to be expensive. And it's a common thing that a lot of celebrities and people like that get tripped up on. But I'll give you one example that's actually relevant to Jeff Bezos. So Jeff Bezos is going through this divorce. Let's say that before the divorce is finalized, he doesn't reset the beneficiaries on his 401k, his IRA, and he dies. He passes, right? So first off, if the divorce isn't finalized, none of that counts. The old estate plan might still yeah. follow through. Mackenzie might end up getting it all. But I'll tell you, if let's say the divorce is final, but he doesn't change those beneficiaries, if he does pass, she still inherits all that stuff. So the beneficiaries mm-hmm. actually on your accounts trump the will.
So you have to keep everything up to date.
You do. And there's a lot of moving parts, and it's not always obvious kind of what's the important part and what's the less important part.
Right. And some people are scared that, they got a kid that's got a shaky marriage, and they're afraid mm-hmm. that the in-laws can end up. What you have to do, you call 800-267-6500. No obligations there. Operators standing by. You can get rollout of estate planning nightmares from the Goodman Advisory Group, 800-267-6500.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member of FINRA, SIPC.